relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
First order of business is what? Always. Is it grabbing a handful of pistachios in the break to tide you up? Nah, if you didn't have lunch. No, the first order of business should be gratitude, shouldn't it? Gratitude to those you owe certain things to. And especially to our Lord and Creator. I get a lot of support from you guys. I sometimes get gifts, and I'm very glad and grateful for your thoughtfulness. And sometimes, because 3 hours isn't enough in a day to say what we want to say here, I forget to say thank you. So, today, something arrived, and I'm not going to waste time. I'm going to say thank you right now. Came with a lovely card, a little pink and gold leopard print card from that wonderful team who actually were behind the March for Trump here in D.C. It's Amy and Kylie Kremer. I think I was invited 3 times to address the assembled crowds here in D.C. And I'm so excited. You know what they sent me? Let me get it out. Hang on, guys. It's going to be tough on radio, but we'll try. I've got my official, it's really nice actually, March for Trump jacket, okay? And it says Dr. G on the other side. How cool is that? On this side, March for Trump. On this side, Dr. Gorka. And on the back, it's got the stars and stripes and underneath, TrumpMarch.com. Ladies, you're so cool. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I will wear it with pride. It's the right size. Nice job. You know what's really cool? Can you hear that? That's radio. That's the radio effects. Okay. It looks exactly, I don't know if they did this on purpose, exactly, and I mean to the T, as the Trump campaign jackets that I, guys, you witnessed me. I coveted them. When Mark would come in the studio for the Trump campaign, I'd say, get me one of those. And they fob me off with some kind of, you need to be on the Trump campaign payroll. Oh, Pish, I want one of those jackets. Well, now I do, and it's even cooler, because it's not just about the campaign, it's about the March for Trump, which is what? The March for America. Thank you, Amy. Thank you to Amy's daughter, Kylie, as well. So thoughtful. Because you're conservatives. You're nice. You're nice people. Let's talk about people who aren't conservatives. Let's do a little bit of popular culture analysis with a man who I rely upon for my analysis of the popular culture. He is called the Professor Shadrach. I mentioned a name in our show meeting today, a very specific social media character. And you, even though she's not a conservative, you immediately knew who I was talking about. Who is Shoe on Head?
Shoe on Head is used to be a really popular YouTuber like 4 or 5 years ago, uh-huh, during this thing where all these guys sort of in the adjacent to Jordan Peterson kind of thing, like all these guys who were critical was their thing. They were critical. So they kind of went against, but not
like critical theory.
No, they would like go against religion and woke orthodoxies and a lot. They were just basically libertarians, basically, right? She was one of them, kind of became a leftist.
And just describe her first. Describe her, because she looks, if you're not familiar, if you see her still, looks like she's computer generated.
Yeah. Really strong eye makeup, long black hair. She considers herself a populist, sort of, kind of, and she's a leftist, of course. And a big part of her personality is that she's a lesbian. So that's a big part of it.
Hang on. She's got a fiancé.
Yeah. So she.
Well, I'm not sure they're together anymore, because what is he called? The Cynical Knight or something, whatever. He's kind of. I don't see many videos of them together. I guess maybe
Armored
that's
Cynic,
why.
Armored Cynic.
Armored Cynic. Yeah.
So those guys were just, I mean, for a certain type of guy who was on YouTube back 4 or 5 years ago,
he's
people
so
you would
coy.
Know.
He's
you
being know. So coy. What do you mean, certain type of guy?
I used to watch stuff that was adjacent to it.
I've watched her stuff, because sometimes she. What is it the left says? She evolved.
Yeah.
And she actually started making fun of the most absurd never-Trumpers.
Yeah, well, most of them are just anti-woke, is sort of their thing.
Right.
Aggressively
she's
anti-woke.
She's left, but she's anti-woke.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so, and again, I'm trying to tease you out. I'm going to try one more time. Who likes her most? Who follows her?
Well,
young men
Have challenges.
In what way?
They will latch on to women online and white knight for them, right? Which means fall on the sword for them over and over again. They simp. It's called simping.
Simp, thank you.
They're simp.
Finally.
Yes, they're young men who have such low self-esteem that they have to come to the defense of every attractive woman online. And that's their entire personality.
Right, it's being a white knight,
yeah.
But only on the internet, correct?
Exactly.
Okay. So, and you said she used to be popular. What's your analysis of what happened? Why is she called Shoe on Head? Do you know?
I think it's just she probably used it as her gamer tag in 2013.
Oh, yeah, that's just how it is. Okay. And then less popular nowadays?
Yeah, well, she doesn't really post on YouTube very often, from what I've seen. I don't follow her. I'm not subscribed to her. Long time ago, I used to follow that crew. Don't really anymore. But no, she doesn't really publish anymore. She's just more of an influencer. So she streams, I think. She, posts a lot on Twitter, the sort of thing that people do nowadays.
But I was very impressed that he knew. Nobody else knew who she was in my massive, huge team, my ranks of radio production personnel. But of course, Shad did. Now, why do I mention this? Why have we been talking about this individual who literally looks like a character out of a manga? I mean, she looks like a manga character, if you know what that is. Because I follow her on Instagram, because I do like to listen to or check the posts of those on the other side who have an issue with wokeism, who don't like the cancel culture. So I do that. And she posted a photograph from New York yesterday. I guess there was some demonstration in New York City about healthcare, and I'll read you one of the signs: patients, not profits, right? Because it's a charity, right? Health can be run as a charity. And she is holding in her post on Instagram a placard taken from a newspaper, and it's a headline. So I stopped to read it, and I want to talk about it. Why? Because it's a beautiful case study of useful idiocy and propaganda. Headline that she photocopied or somebody gave to her on the placard: Girl, 7, sells lemonade to pay for brain surgery. Wow, shocking, right? A girl 7 years old sells lemonade at the lemonade stand to pay for her brain surgery? How outrageous! And underneath, she scribbled, or somebody scribbled on the placard under the headline, "This, underlined, should never, underlined, happen in the richest, underlined, country on earth, underlined." I wonder why she underlined earth. Huh. Are you a creationist? I don't think so. "This should never happen in the richest country on earth." Yeah, I agree with you, Shu, if I may. I agree with you. A 7-year-old girl shouldn't have to sell lemonade for her brain surgery. The trouble is, Shu, it never happened. Yeah, Because I was so incensed by the story, thinking, yeah, I'm an American, this is wrong. You know what I did? I was actually driving home from that wedding I mentioned earlier. My wife was driving. Sorry, I was in the passenger seat. And I used this thing called the interwebs. Yes, I'm older than you, but I do know how to do this. Which is surprising because you're on YouTube. You're a bit younger than me. So I thought maybe you had done this yourself. And the third story I looked at when I put in 7-year-old girl brain surgery lemonade. That's all I did. It wasn't complicated. The third story I looked at was from WebMD, and it was a lengthy story from this, you know, serious website on medical issues that broke down who it was, what was wrong with her, which hospital she was at, and the lemonade story. And what did I find in paragraph 7 or 8, which I sent to Shu? Just, you know, being a decent citizen. Her parents' insurance covered the costs of the brain surgery. She sold some lemonade to do what? Pay for ancillary things, like to have friends be able to fly to her clinic. It's an utter, complete, gaslighting lie. It is the worst propaganda, using the sickness of a child for your political ends. Shame on you, Shu. You're sympathetic. You're not dumb. But seriously, do some flipping due diligence next time, or you know what? You're gonna be written off as just one more useful idiot. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Leonardo Maria. Don't go anywhere. Next, Barbara Arthur. Relief Factor. It's real. It works. Just listen to the incredible stories from those who are taking it every single day, just like me, including Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. That should be your story. That could be your story. But there's only one way to find out, and it's super easy. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What are you waiting for? Do it now. Call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
What's your job if you're a man? I don't care what your profession is. I mean your job. The one that is related to your gender, your sex. It's to be a provider and a protector. Yes, sorry, libs. That's your job. The woman is the nurturer, the font of life. We must protect them. How do you do that? You make sure not only that they are safe, but that you provide for them and that they are fed. Yeah, it seems obvious, but not so much. Why? Look at what's happening to our economy under Biden. Look at the potentials for hyperinflation. Look at the cyber attacks against our oil industry. Next time, it could be the food supply chain. Do you have a plan? If the grocery stores are devoid of not just toilet paper and milk, but food? If so, you gotta have a plan. It's your responsibility. As a father, as a husband, as a grandfather, do what I have done. Go with the best company out there, My Patriot Supply. They've been in the business since Katrina. They have 41,000 5- and 4-star ratings. Their food supply, 4-week packs, stay fresh for 25 years. And right now, if you use my name, you're going to get $50 off your first month's supply. I have several months that I've bought wine because I'm not going to be that father, that husband who says, sorry, my dear. Sorry, kids, nothing to eat tonight. Go to preparewithgorka.com for $50 off. Get at least your first month's supply. Have a plan. It's super easy. Preparewithgorka.com. All right. A new guest on the show. Always excited when we have a new guest on the show. She's here. Why? Because I saw her with my colleagues on Newsmax. Reached out and immediately she said yes. Very impressive, and somebody who has something to say about the events of the last 2.5 weeks off the coast of America, Barbara Arthur. Welcome to America First.
Thank you, sir. Good to be with you.
Barbara, where were you born?
I was born in Cuba, Holguín, Cuba.
And you are now an American.
Absolutely.
You were very eloquent on Newsmax when I saw you. As an American who was born in Cuba, who got out of Cuba, will you please tell us your reaction of what we've witnessed in the last few weeks on the streets of Cuba and also the Biden administration's response to those events?
Yes, sir. The people of Cuba are hungry and they are fed up. This is a time for them to cry out for the world to hear them, that they have been oppressed for 62 years and that they've had enough. They're crying out for freedom. The children are dying of hunger. The people are dying of hunger. I read a homemade sign that said, if we stay silent, we will die. If we speak out, we will die. So we have decided to speak out so we will not die silent. SOS. That is the heart of the people right now. It's truly give me liberty or give me death in action. And they're hungry. And the Biden administration, being the socialist communists that they really are what I'm hearing from a lot of even elected Congress people, AOC for one, what she is saying that the people are crying out because they want vaccine is a bunch of nonsense. When she opens her mouth, she speaks her native language, which is deception and lies. The people of Cuba are desperate. If she does not understand what a revolution or a communist revolution is, they are oppressed. When it first started in the late 50s, early 60s, they were actually executing people to take control of the country. That is what a communist regime does, and this is what they have done. They have oppressed the Cuban people. My father did not want to leave his homeland like many of the Cuban-born nationals. They didn't want to leave their homeland. It's a beautiful island, but because of the oppression, because of the government, because of the food control, people were forced to leave their homeland. And that is what's going on in Cuba right now. And I fear for the United States because I see a lot of communist tactics playing out in our country right now.
Well, you are taking action. We'll talk about your recent decision in a moment. But it's interesting what you said, because we opened the show with a small clip of the president's speech, President Trump's speech from the weekend, where he, for the first time, he said, this is it. We are becoming a We are becoming a communist nation, which I don't think he's ever said before. And you just repeated that. Explain to those who've never left America, never visited a communist or post-communist nation, why you're using that language.
Because I see it when our speech is censored the way it has been censored by big tech, and then the Biden administration actually saying that they are just trying to protect or trying to censor because of, what is it, insurrection? Or we have freedom because the American hero, the American soldier, purchased that freedom for us. And for the Biden administration to say that they are in line with big tech censoring our speech is wrong. That's very much a communist tactic. And America should wake up, and America should be very concerned about what is happening right now. Our freedoms are being taken away from us. When the government wants to issue door-to-door to check to see whether we've had the vaccine. There is something wrong with that. They did that, if you do not remember, the Nazis did that to see whether they were Jews. And now they're going to be checking on us to see whether we were vaccinated, whether we have been vaccinated. That is wrong. It is my...
Well, you're taking action. You live in Hartsville, South Carolina. What decision have you taken, Barbara Arthur?
Well, sir, I have I filed to run for Congress. I am currently running for Congress because I'm extremely concerned with the communist tactics being used on American citizen by our so-called news media. It is extremely frightening. I want to fight for that. You must understand that I am not a politician. I have never been a politician. I am a homeschool mother who just graduated my youngest child. I am a Christian speaker for 24 years. And if I can stand up to fight for our freedoms and ring an alarm and try to encourage American citizens who love our country and stand for our flag to do something, anyone else can do this. I'm running for Congress in District 7 against Tom Rice, who... and voted to impeach my president, Donald J. Trump, one of the best presidents that we have ever had, who has done more for our country than any president in my lifetime. That man worked hard and he fought against socialist beasts in Congress right now. And so I'm running to continue that fight and to keep America free.
Well, thank you kindly. She escaped Cuba. She knows the reality of not just socialism, but communism. She's outspoken. She's exactly the kind of citizen politician we need here in the swamp to fight what she called those socialist beasts. And that's what they are. Please support her right now. Barbara Arthur, 4SC.com. That's Barbara Arthur, F-O-R-S-C.com. God bless you. Can't wait to have you as Congresswoman Arthur here in our studio in Washington, D.C. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here on America First.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
After over a year plus of lockdowns and mask mandates that have crippled America's economy, Washington, D.C. still hasn't gotten the message. Our small business owners are hurting while their big government competitors thrive. Now there's even more talk of mandates, unprecedented government spending and tax increases, the same misguided policies under Carter that led to soaring gas prices, record inflation, and massive job losses. Only one organization in America is fighting the war on small businesses being waged by President Biden and the Democrats in Congress. That's the Job Creators Network. If you own a small business, join the growing army of JCN members now and learn how to become a small business advocate. The American people love and trust our small business owners, but they need to hear from you, hear your stories, hear your struggles. That's why I'm asking all small business owners listening and friends of small businesses to go to jobcreatorsnetwork.com now and become a member. That's jobcreatorsnetwork.com. The fight is ours to win if we fight it. Straight to your calls, 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. Maria, line one, Los Angeles.
Well, hello, Dr. Gorka. As you know, my parents escaped from communists and the Soviets and the Nazis during World War II. Barbara Arthur spoke my family's story. Clearly, succinctly, I am going to support her in just a minute when I'm through with this phone call.
Me too. I'm ready to make my donation. I don't live in South Carolina, but I'm going to support that lady.
Yeah, I'm living here in Granada Hills, and I'm supporting her. This is amazing. Yes, what we're seeing playing out in Cuba it played out in so many of these communist bloc countries. We must, as Americans, step up to the plate. I'm sure if President Trump was our president currently, he would. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. Somehow we all need to come together. I'm hearing, I just heard on the news, and I just called you as a fluke, that Cubans are going up to D.C. in busloads to convince our government to do something, to free Cuba, to do something, to stand. Our administration is basically turning their backs on Cubans. Unconscionable. This is the dictator's playbook, is what's going on in Cuba. And this
it's what's going on here, my dear.
Oh, yes, I know. And it's going on here. And but what's going on in Cuba is happening here. We all must wake up. Helping Cuba will help rid this country of the pandemic of socialism that has infected every level of government, every entity, including the AMA, American Medical Association,
yes,
including so many important, our troops, everybody. We need to step up at this point, do something for Cuba, do something for our country, Dr. Gorka. And I'm also asking you for a name or somebody, or maybe you can have them on your program. Who are these freedom fighters in this country for Cuba? Who is that organization that I can write to, that we can support if there's, you know, any kind of demonstrations here in Los Angeles? I mean, please give me a link or something.
That's a great thing. I'd start with Robbie Starbuck's webpage and Twitter page. He's a young American of Cuban descent who's running for Congress, very impassioned about the events occurring. So I'm sure if you go to Robbie Starbuck's Twitter feed or his webpage, you will find links to other organizations. But let me give you a... You asked the question, or at least Jeff put on the call screening board the following summary: what can we do to support the people of Cuba? And I was thinking about it while I was listening to you, because it's a great question, because we don't want to invade Cuba. We want the Cubans to be free for themselves and to earn that freedom. But you know what we can do most for Cuba? It's not even to fund Cuban organizations. It's run for the local school board. It's run for local office. It's get engaged politically here in America. The best thing we can do for Cuba is to take back America. That's the real answer. One local political position at a time. Because you're right, if Donald Trump were in the White House, things would look very different in Cuba today. But the same must be true across the country. Patriots must be in control. People who believe in the U.S. Constitution, who believe in the things the Cuban people are fighting for, underneath the American flag on the streets of Havana. So it may be a strange answer, but I am absolutely convinced of the veracity of what I've just come to. You want to help those benighted people? Take over America one political position at a time. God bless you, Maria. Great call. Next, Leonardo. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studio.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Don't be like Joe Biden. Don't be senile. He can't even remember who he's talking to and whether or not somebody's mum is there or not. He's just, well, just watch it and listen for yourself. Cut 12, play cut.
Scott, Congressman, where is he? There you are, Paul. You understand this better than anybody does. I want to thank you, Congressman, for all your work. And I want to thank you all for being here. Second, by the way, where's Mom? Mom, is she here? Oh, she's watching. Okay, I thought she looked and said, Mom is out there. I was going to ask her to stand up. But, Mom, you can't stand up if you're home.
Well, you can stand up if you're at home, but you're not going to see it. Please, don't be like Joe. Be healthy. Do what I do. Take Dr. Howard's Balance of Nature seriously, guys. If you're worried about your health, if you're a little bit unsure about whether you've been eating the right things, make sure at least that you get the 31 different fruits and vegetables, 10 servings of which are just in those tiny little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, that have been formulated to give your body everything you need. Do it today, and Dr. Howard's going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. It's literally health in your hand. If your wife, if your mom, if your kids, your grandkids are worried about your health, at least reassure them that you're taking Dr. Howard's incredible Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. But you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. Let's go back to your calls. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. JC in Jacksonville, line one.
Hey, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
So I wanted to ask you a couple of things. One of the things I'm really concerned about is all of these illegals coming into the Mexican border that are coming from different countries, especially communist countries. I know when the Cubans came over in Florida back 20 years or so, a lot of them were communist sympathizers and have infiltrated into the American government. I was wanting to see the same things happen.
Hang on. Slow down there, JC. Let me just fact check you on that. You know that a lot of the Cubans who crossed the border illegally were communist sympathizers and infiltrated the U.S. government? Can you back that up a bit?
Well, I'm not talking about now, and I don't.
No, I know. I know you're talking about back during the Cold War, but that's a pretty audacious statement to make.
Well, I mean, I've heard Cubans that have come over say that. I mean, they've interviewed people that have come over that were wanting freedom, and that on the same boat, there's some of the sympathizers were on it with them, and they would, know how to play the system more and get into it. I don't know the exact names and numbers of people.
All right. Well, you can't ring into my show and say lots of communist Cubans infiltrated government based upon what some people told you about the guy who was on the boat with them. But carry on. What's your broader point or question, JC?
Well, I hope that these people that are coming from the, it seems like we're getting people from Venezuela, which is a communist country. We get people from Cuba coming through the southern border that are a communist country, and other communist countries. They just really need to be vetted, to make sure
they're not being vetted. They're not being vetted.
No.
They're just being given plane tickets.
Yes, sir.
From over 160 countries, the Middle East, Central Asia, you name it.
Well, Trump won by a landslide by at least 10 million votes. That's what Mike Lindell's telling us. And he has that symposium coming up on the 10th, 11th, and 12th in South Dakota. How many people from Salem Broadcasting are going to be there?
I have no idea. Why don't you ask Salem Broadcasting?
Well, I know you're part of it, so I thought you might know.
I don't talk for my fellow colleagues.
Are you going to be there?
First time I've ever heard of it.
Really? Well, Mike Lindell, he has over 40 terabytes of data showing how Trump won by 10 million votes, and he has a $5 million reward of anybody that can prove him wrong that Trump did not win by 10 million votes in the election.
I love it.
And he's having absolute proof is one of the videos he has out.
I've seen it.
But frankspeech.com is the website to go to watch it. They're going to stream it like a Jerry Lewis telethon, 72 hours straight. Mike Lindell's going to be up the whole time like Jerry Lewis.
And when is that happening?
The 10th, 11th, and 12th of August, 2021. I think it's a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday August is coming up.
I've written it down. Thank you kindly, JC. Thank you kindly. Thank you. But again, don't call up to make huge accusations if you can't back it up, because that's one of the things that weakens us the most here. The left is bad enough. Let's make sure that everything we say can be backed up and is true. Joe Biden didn't have fun this weekend in Virginia. He was supposed to be fundraising, I guess, at an event for Terry McAuliffe, who thinks he gets to be the governor of the Commonwealth again. And he was heckled, but not by red MAGA hat wearing conservatives.
he was heckled by his own side. Joe Biden in Virginia this weekend. Cut 10.
Okay. Look. Look, this is not a Trump rally. Let him holler. No one's paying attention.
What does that even mean? This isn't a Trump rally. Let them holler. No one's paying attention. Well, they were, because all the news cameras turned to see the people with their green AOC placards shouting at you. And who was it? We have it here from Paul Sacker at The Blaze. It was individuals shouting, "Stop Line 3! The Enbridge Line 3 pipeline that is meant to stretch from Alberta, Canada to Wisconsin. Another line they want to kill, but he's already killed the XL Keystone. So why are they so angry at him? It's so strange. Is it the sign of a crumbling Democrat Party or just the extremists attacking an event for McAuliffe? It's fun to watch. I'm Sebastian Gorka. More of your calls, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, are you in daily pain? Back, knee, ankle, shoulder, whatever it is. Have you tried everything else only to fail to find relief? If that's the case, you've got to try Relief Factor, which is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from pain every single day. Just listen to their stories. See the amazing testimonials at ReliefFactor.com from people like Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just the words, pain-free. That should be you, that could be you, and there's only one way to find out, and it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call now, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network.
Straight to your calls, line one, John, Virginia.
Dr. Borka, America First, MAGA dittos.
I like that, MAGA dittos, thank you.
I love you a lot and listen to you all I can. But you just had a couple of listeners that were out, they were on the phone call, and I have to disagree with one thing you just said.
Go ahead.
You said the best thing that we could do for Cuba right now is to run for city council or where our town councils. That's true, but that's also false. Right now, what's happening in Cuba? I'm not a Cuban American. I'm a first generation American of Italian descent. My parents came here from Italy. But I hate communism with everything in my body. I hate the system. I hate the governments that employ it on their own people. But what is happening in Cuba right now is basically like a Holocaust. The people have no food. They have no medicine. The COVID cases are going up. I have personal friends I know that have COVID right now. The best thing the United States can do right now is send humanitarian relief and turn on that internet so the world can see.
Well, what do you mean, turn on the internet? What does that mean, John?
The United States has the ability from Guantanamo Bay. Marco Rubio has even talked, Senator Marco Rubio has talked about that, where we can project Wi-Fi because the internet in Cuba is closed down by this terroristic...
Well, it's not exactly closed down, John. The biggest problem with the internet in Cuba is infrastructure. They introduced it in the late 90s, and then the infrastructure hasn't kept up with the technology. So it's great to beam stuff, but if you can't receive it, you can't receive it, John.
That's true, Dr. Borka, but even Senator Rubio has said that we have technology that we can somehow send, because the pictures of what is happening in Cuba is not getting out to the world.
Hang on. Do we need internet access for Cubans or the world? You're confusing me.
No, for the Cubans.
Oh, I see. All right. It's not as easy as Senator Rubio would make out. Beaming signals into Cuba without the hardware on the other end to retransmit it or forward it, it's pointless. It's pointless. There's a reason the internet is poor in Cuba. Some of it is censored, and the rest of it hasn't been built out. It's a communist country. It just doesn't have the infrastructure. So I love your passion. Stay on the line, John. Let's get John a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. But it's not like flicking a switch. This is a nation that still drives cars from the 1950s. That's how backward communism is. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Stay with us.